Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to put your hand on your heart and say this with me. Thanks be unto God. I always triumph in Christ. And through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. I smell good. Now look at someone beside you. Say, you smell good. That must be winter's perfume. Amen. And really, I think that's very important for us to know. You have the notes this morning, but I also have a book on winning. It's not over until you win. Now, if you want to know the theme of my life, that's been the theme of my life. So, you know, I had plenty of people tell me I would be a failure. Did you? Don't raise your hand. You know, I can remember when an evangelist came to our church, and he was very outstanding. We loved him to come for meetings. And he said, of all the pastor's wives I know, you're the biggest example of a failure. Thanks a lot. That's really encouraging. And I said, why do you say that? He said, because you don't lead the worship. You don't play an instrument. All you do is teach those silly little home Bible studies. And it was through that that God got me into media and around the world. And, you know, people say a lot of things. I remember when I first went to Channel 9 and wanted to buy us 30 minutes on Sunday mornings, they said, you are not TV material. Well, you know, folks, I'm still on. They're not. And so, but this has been a theme of my life. So I want to show you a winning place in my life. So we're going to look at Pakistan, where we had 1 million people in a meeting. So can we put that on? Here it comes. This is Karachi, which is the largest city in Pakistan. No one may know your name, but Jesus knows your name.
कोई भी हो सकता है कि आपके नाम से वाकिफ ना हो, लेकिन यीशु आपके नाम को जानता है.
For Pastor Anwar, my son, who puts me on television here, and all over the world, with
Sarah, miracle.
I said, I love Muslims and Muslims love me.
मैंने कहा मैं मुसलमान बहन भाइयों से मोहब्बत करती हूँ और वो मुझसे मोहब्बत करते हैं.
गवाही देती हूँ, ये देखें मेरी बेटी, ये 1 साल की होने वाली है और इसकी आंख का सारा ट्यूमर खत्म हो चुका है और खुदावन ने इसे जिंदगी दी है, खुदावन ने इसे सेहत दी है. और मैंने खुदावन से वादा किया था, मैंने कहा खुदावन मुझे एक मौका दे दे कि तू मेरी बच्ची को शफा दे, मैं नाच नाच के तेरी गवाही दूंगी और मैं नाच नाच के गवाही दूंगी.
Now, there were about a, go ahead and clap for Jesus, that's certainly him. About 1/3 of that crowd stood for salvation. But you know, we need to see the scripture is real for us. So put your hand on your heart. Say, thanks be unto God. He always causes me to triumph. The game is not over until I win. Amen. And so I think these are very important principles for us this morning to see that we can win in all occasions. So I looked at just some things in your notes, that his light is greater than our darkness. People telling you you're not going to amount to anything. You're physically dying and going down the drain. You always mess up. Don't take that. Take what God says about you. Who are you going to believe, people or God? Put your hand on your heart. Say, I believe God, that he wants me to triumph. So I had a lot of important people tell me, you will never win. You will never speak. And they're dead and I'm alive. But anyway, I didn't kill them, that's for sure. Now, how does that happen? Taking the word. And that's why I have the book, It's Not Over Until You Win. It's the word that made me win and still does. So when I was, 11 years old, we lived in a little town, Sewickley, Pennsylvania, and God was drawing me. I wasn't born again yet, but God was drawing me, and I thought, which church should I go to? You know, should I go to the Anglican church? Should I go to the Catholic church, the Baptist church? You know, where are you? And this is what God said to me. He said, I'm in the Word. So hold your phone up. Hold your Bible up. Say, he is in the Word. If I want him, I have to get into the Word. And so that's what I have done since 11 years old. So if I can say anything, you know, makes me triumphant, it's the promises. So will it make you triumphant? And so doing Bible reading, doing Bible memorization, doing Bible speaking, those are very important. So every morning when I wake up, I say, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. This is your beloved Marilyn. Because over 60 times in the Bible, New Testament, he calls you beloved. So I just am reminding him of what he says. Then I make coffee and speak promises. So coffee and promises are good together. Put your hand on your heart. Say coffee and promises are good together. Now, in Job 29:3, it says, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. So you can be in all kinds of darkness, but the light of his word, the power of his Holy Spirit, can make you a winner in it. And maybe people have said you'll never succeed. Maybe you've seen enough of your own problems and weaknesses, you think you will never succeed. You need to see what God says about you, and you need to speak what God says about you. Amen? Amen? And so I look at these scriptures with you this morning, and if you look at Colossians 3:1, and I think if you wanted to put notes, you could put 4 P's. Because how do you win? Okay, you win by praying as though your life depends on it. So look at someone and say, honey, don't forget to pray morning and night. God will bless you. And so I think this is a very, very key thing, is your prayer life. And, you know, sometimes you think, oh, God, where are you? Do you remember my name? I'll spell it for you. But don't give up. Everybody say, don't give up. The game is not over until you win. Now, when I was growing up, I had some very positive things from my mother. And she wasn't a Christian yet. I wasn't either. But she would always say to me when I would go to school, you know, I'd be afraid of tests. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have a test on spelling. I don't know if I'm going to do well. And she would always say to me, you'll do very well. You're very smart. I said, how do you know I'm smart? She said, you were a smart baby. So put your hand on your heart. Say, I am a smart baby. And so I've had to say I'm a smart baby when I didn't feel like it, and a lot of other people didn't think I was a smart baby either. So what do? We pray, we speak promises. And this is so key. I cannot tell you. You say, well, it doesn't work for me. I'm older than you. I'm 88 and a half, and I know it works. And I started at 11. So how many of you think I know more than you? Right here. Oh, some of you don't think that. Oh, my goodness. Reese, I'm leaving. How many of you think I'm smarter than you? Good. Not everybody raised their hand, but thank you for those who do. Now, so probably what I want you to see this morning especially is the process. There is a process to everything. So I know I want to jump from here to there. And I had a man who said to me, I had a dream, and I had a million people in a healing meeting. What do you think? I said, have you gone across the street and witnessed to your neighbor? Folks, you know, I didn't start there with a million people. I started with a home Bible study. And the reason I had a home Bible study was that I wanted to win the lost. And we didn't have a lot of lost people coming to our church. This is an old church. Reese, how old?
1960, so what is that?
57
years.
How long? How old? 59, yeah. Wow. Come tell people.
No one told me there was math on the test. It was 69 years.
So tell me, who does that? God does that. So is there long-term advantage in speaking what he says? Is there long-term advantage in reading his word? Is there long-term advantage in speaking his word? Absolutely. So now you say, well, what's your long-term? Well, I'm so happy about it because I have an invitation now from an imam. This is the leader of a mosque. You saw him on there, but probably you don't know he had the fur hat on. And a leader of an imam means he's the leader of all of the religious Islamic leaders and people in the nation. And I have favor with one of those leaders. So he has said to me, would you like to have a meeting in Saudi Arabia? Well, is the Pope a Catholic? You bet I would. He said, well, I think I can arrange it. Now, I don't compromise. And how I get them, and this is the cool thing about God, and this is what I love about it's not over till you win, because I've confessed going in there for a long time to go for a meeting, healing meeting. But the cool thing about God, he will use so many different things to get you where he wants you to be. And he has lots of ways, lots of people. And even when you blow it, repent and pick it up again. Amen? And so I have learned, you just hold in until you win. It's not over till who wins? Put your hand on your heart again. Say, it's not over until I win. Now, I give you the first part of the process here is 2 Corinthians 4:13. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken, since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. So the process is speaking the word. The process then is holding on to it like your life depends upon it. The process is when you're in darkness, you have the word to be your light. And the word will give you light. So I'm going to share some things. I remember when Sarah was at ORU and she went overseas. She was studying to be a German education major. And she came home and said, I don't know if you and Dad will love me anymore. I think, what? I said, what do you mean? She said, well, I don't believe in Jesus. Now, these are the times when you'd like to slap him sideways. What do you mean you don't believe in Jesus? And I said, why don't you believe in Jesus? She said, because that's the way I was raised, so I didn't really have any choice. She said, so I don't think you'll believe me anymore. Now, folks, this is very important to us because you stand on the word when it doesn't look like it's working. And then God gives you an answer. So I love this. The Holy Spirit will give you answers. So I said to her, Sarah, Wally and I don't love you because you of what you believe. When you were born, you didn't believe in Jesus, but we loved you. We love you because you're ours. And so, you know, when we can hear the Holy Spirit speak to us what to say, that is very, very key. So I love this about holding on, you know, believing you're going to win. Don't give up. So another time I was with CBS in Pakistan, and they interviewed me. Now this, remember, this could be very dangerous. And they said, are you here to convert Muslims? Well, really, I am. No, no. But I can't say that. So I said, no, I'm here because I love them and I want to bless them. And that went over big with CBS. You know it went on. Went on television, went every place, on secular television. Now, what do you do when you get these kind of questions and people are saying, you know, these things? Well, you have the Holy Spirit. And God doesn't want you to lose. He wants you to win. And that didn't hurt me any. That blessed me. So I'm going to tell you about another time. I was in a Muslim country, and they interviewed me on a radio ministry, not Christian, secular. And they said, well, do you really believe in healing? And I said, yes, I do. I believe in healing. And so they said, well, you know, Muhammad heals too. And so I said, he does. That's interesting. They said, why don't you use the name of Muhammad? Now, folks, I'm not this smart, but this came to my head. I said, I've had so much success in using the name of Jesus, I've never tried his name. Oh! So there are times when people come to us with questions, and how do we answer? We have the Holy Spirit, and we have the Word. So I'd like you to put your hand on your head because you're going to get questions this week. And they may be children. They may be at work. It may be a question in your own heart. So pray with me. Say, Father, give me wisdom for answering the questions of my life and the questions of others. Amen. So remember, light is greater than darkness. When you take his word, you bring light into your darkness. And when you pray on the scripture, you have to believe you receive it. And boy, sometimes you have to speak it a long time. And sometimes you think, oh, forget it, give it up. But that's why I wrote this book. It's not over till you win. Don't give up. Now I'm getting more open doors at 88 and a half than I did in my younger years. Well, why would they have you come? You're so old. Because they really think old women are helpless. And I can do everything. Amen? So I want you to get the book. I want you to get several books. It's really kind of the process of my life and the process of winning. And it will help you. So look at someone and say, honey, it will help you. So when I look at this with family, when I look at this, you know, with health, when I look at this with wealth, I see that I can triumph. So I'm going to tell you a money story. You know, you think money doesn't just drop in your lap, but we all need it. And God didn't make all the houses and all the cars for the mafia. I believe we're to have things too, and we need them. So I wanted to go to Pakistan and have a meeting. This was my first one. I've been there 9 times, and other countries too, Islamic countries. Islamic countries like old women, so I'm very popular. And so I didn't have enough money, and I was lacking $30,000. So what did I do? Well, I went anyway. I went to Indonesia first. I had an invitation to speak there. I was going from Indonesia to Pakistan. And I'm sitting in the lobby. They're going to pick me up to take me to the airport. And a man is sitting there, Christian. And so we talked. He said, I know who you are. I'm a businessman here in Indonesia. What are you doing? I said, well, I'm going to Pakistan. He said, do you have enough money? Well, it was a little embarrassing. I said, no. Well, he said, how much do you lack? I said, I lack $30,000. And he opened his briefcase. He said, you don't now. And he sowed $30,000. Why am I telling you this? Because I believe you can win. It's not my name that makes me win. It's his name. Do you have his name? It's not what I say. It's what he says. Say, it's what he says. And so this is very, very key for us. So I've watched through the years, speaking promises, meditating on the word, taking hold of the word in special ways, praying the word, giving other people the word. That is key, key, key. Now, I want to go to Bangladesh. Sarah does wonderful things there, but I don't want to go help the prostitutes. She does that. That's her ministry. But I want to go have healing meetings. So, you know, they're not just saying, whoopee, come over here. We're an Islamic nation. Please come. But this imam who likes me so well, his friends in Bangladesh, dear Lord, they are imams too. So they're saying, let this old lady come and have a meeting. She's harmless. She can't hurt us. So I'm going as an old lady. And people say to me, when are you going to retire? Oh, I am retired. Didn't you know that? I am retired. Retiring is doing what you like. I'm doing what I like. And so what do you do in all of the process of your life? You take the word. And we all have seasons. Ecclesiastes tells us, you know, we have seasons, you know, where you sow, where you pull it out, and so on. But it says in Ecclesiastes 3, I believe it's 14, that always we triumph. Ecclesiastes tells us, thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. It doesn't say those exact words, but it says that we win. So if the Bible says you win, do you win? Have you not won in situations? Then what do? Do you keep believing? Absolutely, you keep believing. Do you keep speaking? Do you hang around people who say you can't do it? No. Get around faith people who will speak promises with you. And I have found, and in studying the word, that God has a promise, many of them, for every problem. So there are some things that I want to do. You say, well, you're 88 and a half. So what? Did God say promises stop at 88? I had never noticed that. Have promises stopped for you? Or have you stopped believing? Have you? Have you quit praying? Have you quit speaking? Have you given up? So I'm just going to pray with you now. So put your hand on your heart. Say, Father, I'm not going to give up. I repent for where I have been discouraged. I'm not giving up. The game is not over until I win. Thanks be unto God who always, not part of the time, leads us to triumph in Christ. I'm a winner. The Bible says it. I say it. That settles it. It's settled. I win. Amen. Amen. So we win. Now, how did I ever start with winning? Well, I really started with 12 years old when I started to read the Bible. But I wasn't born again. I didn't know what it was. But at 16, I went to a Methodist youth camp and a Baptist minister spoke and said, you can have Jesus inside. And so I went forward and I was born again at 16. Now, what happened to me? I came into a supernatural life. You say, well, have you always had it supernatural? No, I've been through some things, an uncle who physically abused me, a lot of things. But did you notice I have won? At 88 and a half, when you're tromping around the world and they think you're hot? That must be winning. But my winning started when I invited Jesus into my heart. And I began taking his word and intensely speaking it. So it was a process. You know, I heard Kenneth Hagin, heard different ones. It's a process. This morning, how many of you would say, I am born again? Raise both hands really high, because this is what makes you a winner. Oh, I love seeing all these winners. Awesome. You can put your hands down. Now, maybe you're here and you say, well, yeah, I got born again, but my lifestyle is kind of junky. So, would it be good for you to recommit your life? Why live in junk when you can live in triumph? Why live in trash when God has such good things for you? Amen? So, if you're just kind of cold in your heart, would you mind putting your hand up so I could pray with you? I would really like this. And I see hands going up. That's wonderful. Now, maybe you say, I'm not just cold in my heart. I don't know if I ever received Jesus. I'm not sure. Would you raise your hand? I'm not sure he's in my heart. Put your hand up really high. I'm not sure he's there. Now, I want everyone who raised your hand, and I want everyone beside them to pray the same prayer, because we need each other. And if people can know you're not looking down on them, you're praying with them, you're right there with them, and this is a decision you're never sorry for. Never. You think I'm sorry I'm saved? Good, not. Get a grip. So everyone pray with me. Say, Father, I know that you love me and you have a wonderful plan for my life. Today, I repent of all my sins and I have faith in the blood of Jesus to cleanse me from all sin. Jesus, 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 come into my heart and be Lord of my life. Thank you, Father. I'm a divine appointment. You have plans for me. Your plan is for me to triumph in everything I do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, I would like to autograph one of these books for you. You say, how much are they? $27. But not for here. You're my home church. Wouldn't I give you a bargain? So, all of you here, and don't go around telling people, because they'll say, why is it 27 and you got it for 20? You say, well, I belong to her church. So I would like to autograph these for every one of you. And this is what I would say to you. We're getting ready for the Christmas season. What are you going to give people? Well, you give them fruit, it rots. You know, you give them candy, you make them fat. Give them something really exciting. I mean, this book is not dull. There are a lot of things you don't know that I've done. You say, well, you're pretty mouthy. Yeah, but you don't know everything. And so give them a book. So get five or six and be a blessing to people. Now, Pastor Reese, I think you're a wonderful pastor. And I'm not prejudiced, but I have a verse for you.
You do?
Yes, I do. So I want, let's see, who do I want? I want two men to come up and stand behind him. Stand behind him. Okay, good. Jim, somebody help Jim. Help Jim stop, to come stop, and Jim. Stand behind him. Stand behind him. Now, Pastor Reese.
Yes, ma'am.
goodness and mercy are behind you, because you have some big plans in mind.
I do.
And goodness is going to be with you, and mercy is going to be with you.
Amen.
And God is going to bring the pieces together, and maybe in some shocking ways and sources that you're not aware of. Amen? Thank the Lord.
I receive that.
Amen.